Shus Avi Mari. We're holding in the middle of the sugya of Kiddush, Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, middle of Sef Yud. I'm living down the question to get to Kiddush, you say it's standing or sitting. Now the Arnhobius showed us in Klal Yisrael, which we're moving down the going is very clear that a person should sit through the whole thing, whether it's by Hulu or the case of Kiddush. That's of Chaim Brisk went, the Chaz Nish, Brisk went himself, Stifler, the Ashim Chaim. That's not the Sheni, Moshe's a Tshuva, he's marked for this question, gets involved with that some people stand by the whole entire Kiddush, by Hulu and by the Suga of Yom Kaddish. He points out where they're coming from, Tapi Kabbalah. He says, you should always follow Kabbalah. He said, the fact that the Magavram always brings down Kabbalah, and our friend do, Magavram who might have left it out, therefore you should not stand by the whole entire Kiddush. You should only stand by Hulu and sit by the case of the Bracha. Asad HaShlishi, Maisa Kidua, Melech Hasidim, Melech Sfardim, it was the Chem and Shloim of the Tank Rov, Kain Darkin, Shal Hasidim, and Tzadikim, Avada, we stand with the Hotai Kiddush, Chaim No, the Vyatsev, and others go that way, and in Chabura, I think more people told me they stand by the Hotai Kiddush, but again, different than Hotai Kiddush, so what to go do? As far as why to stand, is either Mitzad HaSugya of, we stand Mitzad, the idea of UK Vavke, Mitzad HaSugya of Edis, of Mamshech, and then you have in the, of Afi Yisrael Shaboy. And those who want to sit, they kind of ain't kish of Mokum Pseudo. I mean, it's not an idea of being Hoitza Acherim, the law is supposed to have a ghetto of Kriyas, and Kriyas is not when you're sitting. Maisa, what to go do, Narna, Pashta, each one has the Messiah, what to go do. They do point out that the Hura, there are two very important points. Number one, the gate idea of drinking, no one says to stand. Avad by drinking, ain't kish of Mokum Pseudo, and Avad, he's supposed to sit by drinking. Number two is, one of the reasons he's supposed to sit is why Mitzvah Sugya Kfiyas. The Shabur points out, a kama of Yon Hoge is to stand, but to walk around and go back and forth, and not to, whether you're focusing or not focusing, but you're lacking, you're anti the idea of Kfiyas over here, that's a chsarin in the Yisrael being mighty through others. And therefore, the correct Yon Hoge is, you're supposed to stand in one place. Now, when you have a bunch of kids, after all, it's very tedious, and my father's son, he, after a while having a bunch of children, he had a birth which it just wasn't possible. That's my brother. One of the problems are getting the kids to go listen is very tedious. And he said, Echonami, if you have to get them to listen and not walk around or to fight or whatever they do, you have to get them to sit down. Echonami, change him and then get them to sit down. So my brother changed his over, and now all the kids sit. It's easier to have a kriyas because otherwise you have a bunch of kids. Front of the household, what are you trying to do? Mechanic, what you get to go do? What? I don't know. They didn't get older yet. They're still there. He keeps having another Baruch Hashem. So, about a year from now. But the Maaseh says, "By Yom Tov Sugya Kriyas." Now, Mishmur does write a Kufayin Zayin that by the Yevet, without a Kriyas, you are Yitzah. But again, Mishmur is very clear that's the incorrect thing to go do over here. Well, my father has a minig, and I always wonder where it came from. That any place he goes here, I have a minig to make my own Kiddush. Some people have a minig, they make their own Kiddush. Tell his wife. So if it wasn't Shuvah L'maisa, he writes by himself. He says, L'maisa, the idea to hear Kiddush from others, in general by people, to focus, to listen to people, by Klolius, and also by Kiddush, to listen to people, it's not that simple. You have to hear every word, listen to it. And surely you're walking around, you're not doing that, the people have to machshavas, all different things over here. So he writes that he himself, wherever he can, make his own brach, make his own Kiddush, own his own L'maisa, he did it. Well, I mean, it's how of, when you make the brach yourself, a body, you yaitza, the Gavi mind might be somewhere else. So there are those people that have that hugger. Others don't like having that hugger imposing upon your guest, each one on their own. That's the horror of the Makar they're coming from, to be mighty from others, not that simple when your mind is Isaac and other things. Now, they get to the Nusuk of the Kiddush. So the Amos starts off saying, we say Yom HaShishi, and then Vaychul HaShemayim. Why? Because the Rosh Tevis of the UK Bavkei. I want to point out, Yom HaShishi is really the pasuk before Vaychul. You're taking the last two words over there. And the question is, where is the whole day pasuk? We have a klal in general that a kol pasher poskim Moshe Rabbeinu lo paskinam. So why don't we have to say more than that? The truth is, they point out, look up the Aruch HaShulchan, he says you cannot to say Yom HaShishi. You start the pasuk, the whole day pasuk beforehand. He says, you say, V'yah lekim is kol orso, v'yah tov v'oid v'yervei v'yker. The whole day pasuk. The Moshe said that's the correct way to do it. Rav Kanetsky went this way. V'yash v'chayim. My son, that's not my father's meaning. That's not my father's meaning. The whole type pasuk. We start off by he every biker.
Yeah, I'll let this call. You're walking around. Well,
my father's meaning when he was younger was only to say, "Vayeri Vayker," like Lavush says. Like Lavush says, and I've never thought of this. We're wondering down, and I think numerous people in this, and most benches
you
have.
You realize the college knows that you're the same way. The younger you have questions, everything's great.
I hear. Well, when my father was younger, he did all the old benches. You take out a bencher, and they always say the same balacha shvay every waker. And then they say yoy mashishi. So my father was then. My father again. He said he got older. But my and more chashim and things. Now could be what's the story they point out. They explain the sofer. Either you do what Rama does, or you say the whole guy pasuk. What's the idea of every waker yoy mashishi? What do you really gain out of it? You can argue the point, Yom HaShishi, better, maybe two words, not with the Pasuk, just like, Domo to be Yom HaShishi. Sometimes it points out, look at the Medrash. The Medrash says, what's the word of the Pasuk, V'hine Toiv Ma'id? What's Toiv Ma'id? What's so great? What was created over there? It says, Chazal Zah Mavis. Toiv Ma'id is Mavis. Our father likes pointing out that when you have a deadline, things have to get done. Take the word of pastures, right? You have that moment, that time, when you have a deadline, maybe the oven, things have to get done over here. That same way, says that some safer, we do not want to say that on Shabbos. Maybe at a certain age you do. But when you're young, you don't want to say that. So it's Efsher. So you start with every biker. Don't say, that's not a gate to us, not for us, not Efsher. So you start with every biker, you're my shishi. Sifri Bates is the halacha of what's the correct halacha to first wash hands and make kiddush, or make kiddush and wash hands afterwards. And again, it seems to be a shaila and halacha the klai. So the makor they're coming from is Gemara Pesachim Daf Kavav. Big zan anoytul yodov lo yikadosh. The Gemara big zan some wash his hands should not make kiddush. The Rashbam explains because you have a bayam tana sugiv hefsek. The Gemara goes on further. Big zan of Yitzchok they big zan a katan lo yinarch nafshe durav. He not pass away. Go see what he did. Some of the maisei took ripto, he's mekadosh upon it. Some of them took one, he's mekadosh upon it. The shalal among the rishonim was pshat in the sugyo. The Torah over here, the Beis Yosef, the Marich, the Rambam, the Rif, the Zotaisus over here. Maisei what comes out, the two are hungers among the rishonim. Either you have the Rambam says, avadi make kiddush before you wash your hands. That's the Torah, even as a pell upon his father, avadi should wash make kiddush first. A telashani, the rosh himself, the maisei, his meaning was to do the tzilas nine first. And the rosh also went this way. That style. A lot of the maestro want to go do. Interesting, the Mechaber says about the correct thing is not to wash your hands first. Person should correctly make kiddush, then wash his hands. I said that the Ramah is an interesting lotion. He says the idea you should wash your hands first. The did not seem to do this on Hogo. And already pointed out from the Bachan onwards. The going, the chayodim, the shmuel said, kosa, the achreinim, not the way, the word of Shulchan, the loch is like Reva Paiskim. It sounds like this being to be a minig only Bizman Ramon, his generation. Afterwards, the minig, at least from the Ashkas, changed. How minig, minhagim changed, how these things happened, later. A little confused by that. Maisa seemed to be afterwards, the minig by most people, unless you're Yaki, is a person, the Maisa does not wash his hands first, he makes kiddush first. However, what does come out, one art from the Sugyo, is that can a person, let's say he does not plan to make Kiddush, he only plans to listen, and let's say he does not plan to drink the wine. That means, let's say in camp, there's 200 people, and the question is, if you try to wash your hands by the five sinks when you have 200 people, it takes a while. So, are you an Ibr Chacham? Is that the correct thing to go wash your hands before Kiddush? Go to your seat, you hear the head counselor or the rov of the camp make Kiddush, and then you make a wine scene when the other 150 people are going to wash 180, and you sit down and you take first. Is that anything wrong with that? Up into camps, Maisa, you learn this to go over here, and the Mishnah says, it's like a chilek, don't do that. It's Mishnah, it's a bach, Magarvon, the other people, there's no problem. Now, I'm not sure if the child, if you have the wine or not, but I'm saying in case you don't have wine and the Maisa only hearing through it, there's no problem. I mean, on the page, what in camp those who knew did, Maisa, it's a klom mishabura, it's a klom agarvam, Maisa, it's not a problem. The whole bayah of Hefzik is saying the Kiddush. Not saying it, and again, to Moshe, not drinking, I'm not sure if they're active or not. There's no problem, go wash your hands first. And you always see this, like 20, 30, 40 people in camp doing that. So that's l'chadchilo. Again, you see there's a kind of chaim over here, it's a pisoi, not to. And some of the reason the Pesach Shubah speaks it down, the minig is not that way. I'm not sure why the Piskei Tshuva took on the Kal V'Chaim, the Migs Natu, when you have on the page, no one says that's a problem doing that way. I'm passionate, it sounds that way from the Sugya, from the Rishonim, that if you not have Bayam, have Sugya, have Sugya, there's no problem of washing hands first, and then hearing the Kiddush, and then making a Maisi by yourself. Sifu Gimel is the idea of drinking the Yayin. Now, it happens to go drink Gimel Psachim Daf Kav Zayin, the next one with the Big Zayin, the team is a Kolshu, Seb Yosef Rav Yudah, the Shir is a Moli Lugmo. A Sheikful, what does that mean? So Rav Amram, the proton that say V'itim, they want to say a Moli Lugmo V'Shir V'Vias. So they're going, Mais the Rosh, the Torah, the Big Down, is the amount of one side of your mouth. One side, you have a cheek, you have blow up your cheeks, take one side, that's the mice in the mouth. That's the mechab exam, it's one side of your mouth, we're talking about the shmur, the paiskim, one side of the mouth. Now, the truth is, whose mouth are going after? Even though the words of the achreidim and the shen over here is roiv of a revius, the getter is really a molo lobo of the day, whatever your own mouth fully cheek full of mice is. That means if you have bigger cheeks, more, you have smaller cheeks, less over here. However, the Mishgur and the Bialokha said, but let's say your cheek is more than a revius, it stops by revius. That means the most it could be is revius, but Lachor is only a case of Rebbe revius. Now, let's say a person does not drink a cheekful, he only sips it. So, without getting involved in next year, next Chabura, about being inspired for the other people drinking with you, Machlokes, the Goyim, and others, what to go do, let's say a person only sips it. You make Kiddush by yourself, or you make kind of the midst of a Chol HaPachos B'diavad. I mean, about in the law says about to have a molulubov. Let's say you sip, you do not have a molulubov. I mean, kind of the mitzvah of Kiddush B'diavad. So there is an Aruch HaShulchan over here, and there's basically in the Yardin, what time you are. However, the Mishmur brings down a couple of times, Agam El Rabbit in this topic. He said, Maisi, you're not Yaitzah. I mean, sometimes you see people sipping it. And Beth Hashem will give the sugya of next Rish Ayin Beis of drinking Yayin about what's my Medino. And over there, it's because the sugya of whiskey. A lot of places can say you're not Mekayim Kiddush on whiskey when you do not have the Shia Mala Lugmot. Again, we'll get to the Sugi Be'ez Hashem in Reish Ayin Beis. But you get to Yayin, that's the Kuli Alma. Whiskey is Machlokes, because the Mishpah is going this way. But Yayin, if you only sip it, look is you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah on the Shai Tzini, being down to the Shabbos and the grass. No, there's not Mekayim the Mitzvah. You have to have a Mala Lugmot. So the Shia Mala Lugmot over here says a Shia Shtia. He says whatever that means in a couple of seconds, whatever the shear of 1 second, 3 seconds, 5 seconds, whatever numbers you learn in Hilchos Brachos, shall help from this form how far to take the shear. That means certain will go up to 30 seconds, some say 5 seconds, 7 seconds. Whatever the shear of a shear, that means you have to do it in two shots. In two sips, shear shear. Shear shear, we learned then, that's called 7 seconds. I think it's an easy pshar over here. Again, if others are drinking, if you make Kiddush by yourself, others drink, then we'll have to give the next Chabura argument, start with others with you, the Goyim Shita. Let me say, make Kiddush by yourself, Avadi, not Yitzo, if you sip, if you don't have Kiddush, Shishdiyah. Again, it's the Mishibu, the Khan Zamadal, the Shaitin Nub Gimel, the Shaitin Ayin Gimel, the Be'alokha, right? The point of the times, not Yitzo. A Broch, yes, now, the Shia Mashu, you have to bring a Broch and a Mashu, but Kiddush, not Yitzo. Well, over here it goes to Shir Shtia. If I remember correctly, okay. Now, Lemaisa, can you drink now more than the Mala Lugmov? Can you drink more than that? Do you have to? Is it Mala or should you? So, Lemaisa, the Be'alocha, and Sifu Gimel brings down Lechadchila Mala Lugmov, and we don't have to have more than that. Lechadchila is not a problem. That means Mala Lugmov is the shear at least, and Lechadchila even the most. How this from do bring down this El Rav Ben Shchai, Avaz, maybe is a mitzvah in the Mukhla to have a whole entire Revius. The word of Chodashani is Chavivus, a mitzvah to have the whole entire case. So, Avaz Lechadchila and Mala Lugmov mice is enough. Now, what is it? Mishmur is in Ma'akiv.
Yeah, but you could drink, you don't have to make Mala
Lugmov. So, you have to Mala Lugmov. That means if the Baal is in front of you, you get a Baal the Sugya of. Where if the Baal is front of you, if that's drinking wine to the pseudo, you have a sugya of Bracha Macholius. Now, what exactly is the shear of Mala Lugmov? So again, the words of the Mechabe is Roi Revius of Adam Beidani. And the way how you're supposed to go do it, you're supposed to, from Zalman says, fill up your mouth fully, spit it out, And half of that is a shiur over here. I'm trying to go do that. It's not that simple because by food you can push out your cheeks. By liquid can't exactly push out your cheeks. So not exactly sheer, clear what the sheer is. Now, with the swarming now, first, there's a concept called, we get shiurim, something called smak. Smak is basically the Rosh Tevis with centimeters cube. That means the gate of dimension, there's one dimension, there's two dimension, and three dimension. One dimension is something straight, two dimension is squared, and three dimension is cubed. That means you have height, length, and depth over here, width over here, three different things over here. So when the people in this form, they bring down how much to drink, revius, gazayas, malugmav, they call something called smak. Smak really is milliliters. That's what it is over here. And for those Americans, we'll go back to keep the smak. With Americans, if it says one fluid ounce, it is 29.5 smak. First 30 smak is one fluid ounce. But again, this form goes with smak, we'll keep the numbers of smak over here. How much is be'etzim al malugmav? So this won't give a number, but again, technically it should really be in the Gate Yom Kippur. Well, a little bit less than that is mutter when you have to have a chatzis share. You should really make your own mouth. The same with Torah V'arof on Moshe B'chalek Tess, to bring down a molumov is 22 smak. 22 smak. Which is not too much. Unless 3/4 of an ounce. The way of the Zaysa Bracha brings down, he says it's double that, is 44 smak. Simcha Bonner brings down is 47 smak. Mishnah Shira Torah, Pesach Shuvah brings down is 55 smak. The two other English forms, the same bracha and the Pesach Halacha brings down is 59 smak, and another same brings down 80 smak. So it comes along that your Malugmav can mamish be from 22 to 80, and they bring down what the Mitzias over here is. Again, I don't know how the numbers are really getting from 22 to 44 to 50 to 55, 59. Again, technically, it's supposed to be the day after your own thing. Negetu, I guess, for Kiddush, because you're the Chumah to Kasher, why not? But Negetu, the Sigur of Yom Kippur, the correct number is make sure that if, let's say, you want to take follow the book of 45 or 50, make sure that's true. I tried them again in my own mouth, came out to be 30 smack. 25, 30 smack, depends how you did it. But it's not that simple.
How much is the beast?
Oh, we'll get to it. I'm the Shalom.
So, what's
Ravash? Ravash, I don't have he doesn't have Shurim in the Ravash in his book. He has books. For the, how much is
the Shurim
in the Ravash? So, Chaim Lo. So, he does not have on the cup of Molulimov. They're based upon his egg. We don't have
one.
So we'll get to it. So, what's the Nafkamino? So again, for Kiddush, so drink a lot. So the question is, should you or could you drink a lot by Kiddush? That means it comes out of Avalat Chilin Molobo. So you know what? I'm not sure what it is. Let me drink Revius. What's the big deal? So there's a locha in Kuf Ayin Beis and the Reshud Beis, they get the sugar of Bracha Achrona, that something you eat before the Sudo needs a Bracha Achrona. I mean, for example, let's say you have Pedicle before the Sudo. The locha is, you want to wash, you have to make a Brana Foshas. You need a Bracha Achrona. Now, if so, we have wine before the Sudo, right? No one came along, everyone had Kiddush. You have wine before the Sudo. So where exactly is your Bracha Achrona on your wine? Where's your Ala Gefen? You shouldn't have a hard time with that. There's Ramban, Aran, the Balmor, the Rosh. The Rosh wants to tell you that true, they usually negate the things that are before the Sudo. The Bracha Achrona, that's in the Kimto when you're having Tekul, which is not coming to help you eat before the meal. Some kind of Gur, Tavis HaMichel, it's like dumb to the act of achilo. So yain opens up the stomach. It's like dumb for the pseudo there. It's like dumb for the pseudo. It's part and parcel of the pseudo. So your birch hamazin goes upon the yain. That's one way of saying over. Inami have mishpura brings down. He says, or beside the idea of kiddush, since kiddush machum pseudo, the gate of Shabbos is chilk of the pseudo. So your birch hamazin is partering the yain over here. The maiso, in Ainu Ishbe, is a fjord. Mechava sounds like the Bechtamozin is patching the yain before the Sudo. However, the Bialochon Kufayin Dal is not happy with that. So at the end of the day, it's Machalik Samam Lushainim. It's a Rosh Hashito. Mechava seems to go this way. But the Ban, the Ran, they sound like, where is your Bracha Chonim? Where is your Allah Gefen? So Kamunga says, what's the correct thing? He says, Aloch is a person who should not drink more than Molugmov. Mishpura says, Maskono, you should not drink more Molugmov, less than Revius. Aleph. Second, goes up further, but what's a sheer bracha achrona for shtiyah? Machlokes among the Rishonim is a Shir Kizayis Revius. And Mechaber Reish Yud, Hilchos Bracha says, a person should not get involved with this Machlokes and have less than a Kizayis and more than a situation of Revius. The Mishmur said, I'm telling a person only drink a Malugma. If so, Mai said, that's Revius. Still, you need a Bracha Chonim inside the Sugar of Kizayis Avakasher. So, end of the Bialacha, what's the correct thing? And it says, only drink more than Malugma. But when you bench, have a mind for Birchta Mozen. For the Yain. Kiloch is Birchta Mozen, Pat is Yain. So everyone over here, when they make Kiddush, drink only Malugma, number one. And number two, when you bench, have Kavana 2 hours later for the Yain. Let's come down to the Chavetz Chaim. The question by some of the faces over here are, they don't do that. They may drink the whole Tarkais, and they don't seem to have Kavana, but Birchta Mozen on the Yain over here. So, there is V'oi, the second point is, Elmai can tell me, the seventh part of the Shito over here, Elmai, the seventh part of the Shito, that says, Yain is Ger, the Taiva, the Maichel, no problem over here. By grape juice, is or the Taiva, for the person to have a bigger stomach to eat on the meal on Shabbos? It says, Abliashim, it says, Vosner, the Taino, it's not. So, you don't even have maybe the Rosh Hashito now, to be similar to Birch Samozin for the Yain, Yain before the Suda. You might have the others for Kiddush Mokham Suda. You don't have the guy by Yain. Kiddush only wants to argue with that case of grape juice. So we have a double issue over here, especially when we make Kiddush and grape juice. Where exactly is there Birchta Mozen? Where is there Bracha Chayin upon it? So my sense is practically what the Olam does when you look at the Suga of Brachas, something called a Kesha Tur Bracha. In English they call a Brachas Mank. That means, let's say, for example, a person before the Suda, they have something that is going to be a candy, jelly beans, shackle. And at the end of the Suda, before the Suda, and by the end, by dessert, they have jelly beans, shackle. So the loch is, since you have to make a shackle at the end of the meal, by dessert, and you have to make a shackle before you sell the meal, you do not have to make the second shackle when you have a jelly bean before the meal. It connects the two, and then with the Birchta Mozen, when on the second jelly beans, go on the first jelly beans. Now, Telkugel does not work. According to Telkugel, you don't have to make a bracha Telkugel mil the Suda. I mean, you Telkugel before the Suda, these are bracha choyna. Even though you plan to eat it during the Suda. Jelly beans that you plan to have before the Suda, you plan to have during the Suda. So then these are other bracha or connect the two. And therefore, with that, now the Birchta Mozen goes to the second one, will connect to the first one. The other said the Pesach Yitshuvah and the Mezoyis bracha, very simple, Eitzah in the Gate of Sogim Yayin. When you drink wine during the Suda, let's say you did not even hear the. Did not drink wine before the Suda, the Lachaz, you have to make a bar pier gofen. So come along with you, drink wine before the Suda, and wine during the Suda, and by the best of mother, pots of wine during the Suda, or connect the wine before the Suda. Therefore, they say, forget, a person can have as much as they want before the meal, they can just drink as much as you want. Have revius, any revius that you want, but make sure, and even grape juice, but make sure you drink wine during the Suda, you connect the two. And this will take care of this in over here of having the idea of bracha choyno. Void, we also already learned in Simon Shemem Aleph, on Tokum Chav Tasi, we pointed out, Mishmur says, Taman Shabbos, you have wine during the Suda. After Kavan Shabbos or Inik Shabbos. So you have two reasons why a person shouldn't have wine during the Suda. One, to connect the two yayins over here, and then you have Birchta Mozen. A second, it's at the end of Kavan Shabbos.
Is there
now, a chapter
during the Suda, or
is
it a drop?
What?
The
a drop, even a drop, a mushroom. You don't have to have a share. You might, I'll even cover Shabbos, maybe have a revius.
But that's enough to connect.
Yeah, a mushroom is enough to connect. Yeah, no problem. Now, I know the Vizet Baruch, the new prince, he still says that I have a mind to Kavon Bech Mosim for the Yain beforehand. He quotes to Rabban Mulchemes and Sokhan. Not clear what exactly means. He still says that Kavon over there. But put that to the side, the passion, when you look at least on the page over here, come on, you have a Baruch stick over here, and that'll take you to the sugar of your Baruch HaKarino. No, you don't have that wine anymore. Without the Zed Rock's Chumro? No, now, anytime you bench, whatever you eat during the meal is covered, and actually, it connects everything. Is there the picture book, the Rock's over there, the picture book? I think I left it here.
Science book?
The picture book, Zayas book. Now, it's not there? I thought I left it there.
No, I have.
I thought But now, negate the idea of the kais over here. So in Sifrei Aleph, it's down that the kais has to have a shir of yis. And we're discussing how much to drink. That's a mo'l lugmo. But the kais, the mice, has to have a shir of yis. Can of time, the paiskim, maravam, mishpar, hashulchan, the shir of yis. Now, what does the word first, revius, mean? So, Mishmur by Osif Khan Samachet, for example, revius means revius of a look, chuder of a look. That means a look is 6 beitzim. Revius of a look, says Mishmur, is 1.5 beitzim. Now, what exactly are the beitzim referring to? Is it with the klipo, without the klipo? So, Mishmur of having zan, it means 1.5 beitzim with the klipo, and 2 beitzim without the klipo. That's what Rav Pim Gonim. Hagam B'chaim Noah says 1.5 beitzim without the klipo. Now, the Bialoch over here gets involved with the sugya of Shi'ur. Try to go through it, but Kitzer, try to make it clear, the question to get to Shi'ur. Number one, first question is, what exactly is the size of a beitzel, of an egg? That means you go to a store, and the USDA, most people know the American sizes over here. In America, there are 6 different sizes. There's jumbo, there's very large, there's medium, there's small, and there's peewee. 6 different sizes of beitzim, of eggs. So what eggs are we referring to? We're saying the size of an egg. Great question. So if a Moshe says you go after the size of a large egg. Large. Now why that's so? Maybe it's the medium, maybe that's the standard one that they go sell over here. The size of a large egg. Fine. So let's go with the size of a large. What is the size of a large egg? So the Sefer is brought down, the Sefer, he says it weighs about 45 to 50 smack. These smack. Now, to be clear, the get over here, we're discussing eggs, not discussing the weight, we're discussing the volume, the nepach. That means you're supposed to go do, I'll try the displacement. When I measure my own house, you take the eggs, you put them inside water, the amount of water that comes out, how much is that? That means not doing the weight of the egg, doing the volume of the egg, the nepach. So there's one size of an egg, you could say the shear of the egg is 50 sumach.
Aleph. It's a raw egg, the raw egg you put into the sea.
No, they take the whole egg with the klipo, they put it in size. It won't make a difference. It's raw displacement, not weight. It's raw, it won't make a difference. It does not make a difference.
No, but
that's
wrong. Let's say you take a cooked egg.
I don't know, I'm sure. I don't know what this is. I hear it, I don't know what this is. Now, that's one. The size of the egg is 50 smack. Well, the picture book, Badner, he comes along and says the size of an egg is 55 samak. The Rav Chaim Lo says the size of an egg is 57.5 samak. The Rav Ida brings down the size of an egg is 59 samak. The Rav Moshe brings down from the size of an egg in Torah Vayrochel Aleph is 65 samak. That means the size of an egg today is either goes from 50 samak to 65 samak. That means the practical size of an egg, there's a 30% discrepancy of the starting point of where this exact size of an egg is. So, come on first to a banner, and they get his picture book. He says based upon the Mahalcha of Moshe, but somehow he has an egg of 55 samak. And Moshe is 65. So he said he went over to Abdom and Feinstein and asked him, how in the world did Moshe say the egg is 65 samak when his egg is 20% less at 55 samak? So Abdom, he says, told him, Enechnami, the way it was, that when Moshe measured himself, a Talmud was told, they asked Moshe what the size of an egg is. The size of an egg is a large egg. So the Talmud went around and measured eggs. They came out to 65 samak. If you tell me the correct size of an egg is 55 samak, in Echnami, all the numbers change by 20%. That means certain from according to Moshe as eggs are being 65. Other according to Moshe as the size of 55. Myself, dog fighting the Torah around the Chelik Yud, Talmud's letter, he says, if it were to me that I came along and says it's 2.2 Florida ounces, and this egg is really 1.9 Florida ounces, and the Chorah is saying what I wrote was incorrect, it's all coming from David over here. So he comes along and defends himself. He said the mice, the large eggs, it's true, it might start at 1.9, but it goes until 2.25. So why to go to the lower size of the egg? Maybe go to the higher size of the egg. That means every egg, there's 6 levels over here. So the level starts at somewhere, but also ends at somewhere. So he says, a kamak comes out, the same idea over here, of 65 samak. He says, who said that? Be makam over here. Maybe it should be less. Therefore, now the cult, the good cult deity, he's come along and said the shear 2.2, he says it still, but slachumro, maybe it's less, maybe it's about 2, 1.9 ounces. That means, but Banner said that Moshe will hold 55, and the Madonna says, no, Moshe still holds at least slachumro is 65 samak.
The large egg is
the medium egg? What does that mean?
Medium large egg?
No, there is.
In the large is 20% difference?
If you really, it's 59 Samak to 66.5 Samak. How much is that? About 12% difference. But now they're getting involved with, that's more weight. They're getting involved more with some volume. And he has a cheshbon over here, David, how to defend himself, how what I wrote, you can keep the asbis and get it from wrong.
What was it?
My halacha may be less, but instead of chumash, you might do the halacha over here, 65 Samak. So, number one, it comes out, the starting point is, what is the size of an egg? It goes from 50 to 65. It's a 20 to 30% discrepancy what exactly numbers are. But let's make it simple. Let's go with the books, but it could go 57.6. Why that's Reb Chaim's, Reb Chaim no, or 55. I mean, 55, 57 is the Be'er, what can they know with? They go with number two, second sugyo. And now we're saying the cheshbon of a revius, again, is 1.5 eggs. Now, how exactly is a sheer revius? There are two different ways of to calculate, come on with Be'alocha and discuss the, how the, what are the sizes over here. That means, come on with Be'alocha, it brings down the tzlach, they get the shechalo, that they go based upon the sugyo of Mem Sol Mikvah, this idea of etzpois over here. The more comes out, how you're supposed to measure it, it's 2 etzpois by 2 etzpois by 2.7 etzpois, and they have one size over here, what exactly is, what size of revius is. At Tzad Sheni, if you do the shechalo of chalo based upon Beitzim, the eggs that the Sfarnadi Buddha had in his days, it comes out to be a different number. Points out the slach, it comes out to kamat double the amount. Together, when it negates the sugya of Beitzim, negates the sugya of, we do etzpois. That means we got a problem over here. We have two chazals, gives us two ways of calculating what the shear of revius is, and it comes out to be kamat double the amount, what one number is to the other number. So the question is, what changed? Did the fingers change? Did the eggs change? Something had to change over here. We have two different numbers over here. So the Tzlachim Sochem Kufta Zayin says, Chora, the idea of the fingers did not change. It must be the Beitzim, B'manenu, the Smatnu, they got small over here. And then we come along and says, it must be that our eggs got smaller. Therefore, the Getir Vias, which is a quarter of a loaf, is 1.5 eggs, comes out to double it and make it 3 eggs. That means it comes along, if you say an egg today is 50 smack, 3 eggs today is 150 smack. If you say an egg today is 65 samak, then 3x is 190 samak. That means your revius will be a 40 samak difference if you go back to get a 3x.
From 45 to 65, what is that difference in ounces? Is that like the very big difference?
It's about 20%. 20%. That means the exact number by 4 ounces, by 55, it's 1.86, and 65 is 2.2. That's 20% difference. Now, the Chuv Mahava is a Talmud of Nadi Yehuda, and he said to the Maiso, he saw his Rebbe's hands, the Slach, and he saw his Agoidol, his thumbs were Orch B'dayoi. He had bigger hands than anybody. He was taller than anybody, bigger than anybody. And he says, it's not fair that Slach came when we had cash over here, that he says, no, it's double the amount. So, yeah, because he was. That's Maiso. So, yeah. 2.7 And he says, his Agoidol was Orch B'dayoi. And therefore, he used double his hands with double the amount of other people. And therefore, he said it over to his Rebbe, and Rebbe Minaneh Beroishi Vesochak. He nodded his head and laughed. I'm not sure what that meant. Maisa, the Sam Soivik quotes this. It says, Voleso. I measured upon the idea of Soivik and Beninim, and therefore, comes out, no, the eggs of Maisa changed. So, there is a Tzlach. He comes over and points out that the people's hands did not change. The Buddha says, Talmud Chumahava says, Maisa's hands are bigger. Maisa, there is that hog out there that we come along to double everything, negate the eggs change. And therefore, the Goyim Lemaisa went this way, and the Chanish Lemaisa went this way. They tell them that what changed, the eggs changed, we have to double all sides and negate the sugar of Revius. We get the sugar of Zayas, but negate Revius, we have to double everything. At Sada Shani, there's a Benish Chai, it says, no, Maisa's eggs did not change. Rav Shulchan, but in Kos HaMeches, and also in Yodesh Nukhodal, being down this Malach, it says, no, that's not Malach. The Ikimal Svarkar, the concept is that eggs and mice did not change. Chayim and mice went not that way. He tried to go after eggs today. So the Shlishi, the element of the Bialoch over here, and there's a Bialoch in Hilchas Lal Seyde, in Sim Tov Pei Vav, he said, negate the rices to be machmen, double everything. Negate the abonons, keep the eggs as bizmanenu. Zivin Negeta, the Raisis means what? Kiddush at night. Speaks out the Bialocha, Gam Kiddush at night, when Yain is Drabonon, the Kiddush the Raisa, but since Ikri the Raisa, give it a Geta with the Raisa. And Zivin Negeta, Kiddush at night, we have to double the Shir Negeta Revius. But it comes down to get the Kzayis Matu Lela Seder, that's a Sugya of the Raisa. Ashen Kiddush Drabonon, meaning Kiddush during the day, can have a smaller cup. When you get the Bracha Choino, you get the drinking, middle is a smaller Shir over here. That's how he goes. The Vazik Kamal goes this way. So the Vazik Kamal is nice to be Machm over here. So again, we have one sugya, what are the size of our eggs? A second sugya, maybe the egg is the mice that changed over here. Take a third sugya now. Shev Kezayis, which again is intertwined with our sugya over here. Negeta Kezayis, we're going to get more of the idea of Brocha Achreino. That means eat cake, watch the Shev Kezayis, eat an apple, watch the Shev Kezayis over here. Now the Rambam says the Shir of Gezayis is a third of a Beitzo. Now the Rambam does write, what is the Shir of Revias? He's very clear, what's Revias? You get the Auster, he says 27 dirhams. 27 dirhams, spiritual Mishnayis. So what's the dirham? The problem is, over the society, the dirham changed. It was the way they did it. 2 samak, 3 samak, 4 samak, 5 samak, 6 samak. So every Sefer tries to find the dirham the Rambam was discussing. Therefore, B'chaim Noh says the Rambam that the Rambam was discussing is 3.2 samak. She comes out according to him and reveals 86 samak. Maisa, the way how Yaakov says, no, the dirham that he found was 3 samak. According to him and reveals 80 samak. Came along the Dura Midas, Midas Shura Torah, no, the dirham that he found was 2.8 samak by the Rambam. So his reveals 75 samak. So everyone argues what dirham and the difference from, like, who can decide what dirham we're discussing. So let's put dirhams to the side. We're coming out again at Nafkamino. Basically, we're talking about Rambam's Mahalach, what dirhams are. They get to take Gezayis relative to our sugya Revius. What is Gezayis relative to Revius? How much is it? So the Rishonim argue the point. The Rishonim say either Rambam Shita is the Gezayis is a third of a Beitza. Again, a Beitza is 1.5 of Revius. Or is it half of a Beitza? That's Tosfos versus the Rambam. What's the correct thing to go do? That means they get these ideas over here, they get to Gezayis Baruch HaKorino. It's either half a beta, a third of a beta. That difference is about 40%. Come on, the Mishnah Tov Peivov, from Gorim Negraz, it says, Laloch Negeta Brocha Achorino, a person should not eat more than a third of a beta, or eat more than half of a beta, Negeta Brocha Achorino. Otherwise, you have a question of Brocha Achorino. Maybe you have a Chiv, maybe you're not allowed to. Shall Brocha Batol? Shall have Chiv Brocha? What are you going to do over here? So Mishmur says, make sure you do not have more than a third of a beitzah, but make sure you have more than half a beitzah. 40% difference. For example, you take out any book, let's take a Rabbanan's book, or the Bracha book, the picture books, they're discussing chetzi beitzah, what to have. However, 40% of that do not eat. That means you take that picture, whatever they have, they get the cake, they get the jelly beans, they get the biscuit, whatever it is, says the Mishnah Berurah, do not put yourself in that sofer. Do not eat 40% of that picture. Can you eat more than 40? Yet, again, 60 and above that, your bayam is on the sugya of brocha achreino, maybe v'chi, maybe don't. Now the question is, what is the shir of brocha achreino? Before first, we have two ways of looking at. We have, negate brocha achreino again, is very clear. We go after beitzim bizman eni. Let's make it simple over here. We'll go after our eggs today. Why? Because Brocha Achreino is a Din Rabbanan. So go with the Mishnah Berurah, all go B'chai Nol, Mikai Din, Aruch Shulchan, go after Beitzim Bizmanenu. So what is the Shia? What is our Beitzim today? So B'chai Nol says our Beitzim is 57.6. So it comes out half of that is 28.8. That means the Olam knows over here that the Shia of Gezayis is 28.8. Then we'll take out Rabban the Sefer. His picture is based upon 28.8. 28.8, or let's see, I'll be after 28.8. What? In value. Right, they'll always go by value here, but they're not back over here. Now it comes out. Now that's a shoe Lamailo. Lamato. Again, Mishmu is very clear. Pochet Hamim Mishlush with Beit, not get involved inside of that. Pochet Hamim Mishlush. Says it's from the being down the Banna Sefer, being on the Yashiv, do not eat 14, 15 Samak. Otherwise, you have a Bayam, so Kibrochel Atolo. That means either eat less than 15 Samak or eat more than 28 Samak. But in between that, mice not to go do that. It's all based upon the base of 57.6. So if Schoenberg, a base is not 57.6, a base is 50. If so, what's half of that? 25. The Maisa, there's a second sefer by Chaim Noah. He has a sefer called Shurei Tzion. Shurei Tzion, he says the size of an egg is different. He says the gedda of a gazai is 27 samach. That means one sefer by Chaim Noah says 28.8. Another sefer says 27 samach. So the Pesach Shuvah, he was chaser and made it less. Then was Zaysa Bracha, and Shai Bracha, Yachi Yosef says, what's the shear of a gazai today? 27 samach. Then we have two different picture books in the class right now. There's a Zaysa Bracha and there's a Rabbaner. One's going 28.8, Reb Chaim Noah. One's going 27, Reb Chaim Noah. They're both going after Reb Chaim Noah, because somehow he was Chayzer, and which one's the Ikka is the Tumul. But they're both saying we're following Reb Chaim Noah over here. Fine. That's just the aura in the Sram over here. That's on the side, they're going after Beit HaMizmanenu. I tell the Shani, what's the Shia of a Kezias? I'll tell you a side. What's the Shia of a Kezias? A Kezias. A Shia of Kezias is a Kezias. It's an olive. Kamal Kazmish, he says, the size of an olive is an olive. Why go up to Beitzim? He has a chuvas goyim, they said he found, or they has. It says that the shear of Gezayis is Gezayis. That means people say El Chanish's shear is bigger than everything else. They say it is Absurvius. But Gezayis, the Chanish's shear is less than everybody else. That means when Swam are taking the Chanish's shear for Gezayis, making it bigger, they're taking his numbers, but not his halacha. Chaznish Paskins, a Gezayis is a Gezayis. She was going to. No, he says he had Jews going him that we do not change. Whatever the Gezayis you see, that's the Matthias. Oh, now the question is the different sizes of olives over here. So again, so. Step by step. The Chuvas Goyim says, no, we go after the duration. Chuvas Goyim says, we go after whatever we see in our generation. The problem is that different olives are outside of the market. That means there are colossal olives, and there are regular olives, and there's jumbo olives, different size olives. That means, Kalman Rabbanan, he writes, super colossal, and extra large, and small olives, different size olives over here. So eggs have different sizes. So you want to tell you that a regular olive is 6 samak. 6 samak. That means a tofi is 7 samach. Your bottle cap, your average bottle cap is 9 samach. Just to put it in context. It's 6 samachs average olive. He says the big olives are up to 17 samach. The colossal olives. Meister, Bani the Sefer, he writes to Zach Dom over there. Meister had to go paskin. He wrote letters to Mechaim Kanievsky. Chaim says, Allah will pass on the chaznish to go after Gezayis. But a Gezayis can be up to 17 samach. Void 70 samach is third of a beitza. Who's beitza? Well, the title is beitza 50. So he says, Yavad lechatchila make a bracha achrayin on 17 samach. Lechatchila on 17 samach. Now, they point out, first of all, the Sfam that went after beitzim, interesting, they point out, before beitzim, before 100 years ago, they didn't have olives where they didn't have anything to look at. The Sfam that followed the olives had olives to look at. They lived in places that grew olives. They lived around Eretz Yisrael. But the ones in Europe, they always went after Beitzim, they didn't have olives. The point about you have olives, you follow the mice, the olives that you have around. So they come along that the Chaim says that Rechila Badi can make a bracha coin on 17 samach, those big olives, but to be machim from where? From 6 samach. That means you want to be technically machmer from a bracha coin from 6 samach to 29 samach is a big shell of bracha coin. Now, I'm not telling you how far to take it. That means the thing about the picture book that's saying make a bracha on 28.8 Rabban Sefer that everyone seems to use over here, 40% he says the mice not to make a bracha, and that 40% that's what the Chaim saying the Chachila make a bracha upon that. That's not a problem. That book 28.8, now in the Dom he had a bunch of letters from Chaim. It used to be he wasn't clear that I went to a certain Godel, he says I've found the picture book to Chaim because that's common to him, he has all his letters over here. Now as I told this Godel, Ibn Chaim is saying Heshito, but the book is not following Heshito, it's against Heshito. Now the Rabbanu writes in the Sefer that the book is not Ibn Chaim Heshito, it's not Chan Heshito, and if you want to follow Ibn Chaim Heshito, do 40% of the picture, you can still make a bracha for you. I mean, there are nice letters there, but it's not Ibn Chaim. And then the girl is like, and he read it like Taka, it's not Ibn Chaim. It looks like it is, but it's not following Ibn Chaim there. It's 40% of that, like Abchila can make the bracha for you. It's 17 samach. Well, 17 samach is 50.58. A little more than half a floor ounce. A little more than half a floor ounce. So, again, so that's the gate to the sugya of kezayis. Now, again, it comes out big enough for me to get to also drinking over here. I mean, it comes out kezayis is negated bracha chorina. Again, what to go do? Again, we make a bracha chorina. Seems to when I'm over here, it's not go with the chaim's malach. You might not follow picture books either zayis bracha or the banner kezayis hasholim. They go 28 to 27. Again, so even zayis is the matzah lela seder. Yeah, everyone discusses that. Yeah, you do a handful. That cheshbon is coming. Yes, kohen chaznish. You do your hand over here. I just want to say for, do you mean this hand or this hand? I don't like telling anyone, but it really means this hand, because they can't be that way. They say, you know, the hand. Because they can't believe it's this part. So that's what it is, that this part is like a master, right? So I probably the hand. And Burkert says, Alokho Maisa, that's the technical Alokho. But the person who can't eat matzah, about it, we do the hand and make a brook upon that. That's the Shia Kazayas, the Negate to the Isis. Now, Negate to Kiddush, there's an aspect of Negate to the Kleis Haser Avias, and then the Shia Negate to the Broch Achreino. What's a Broch Achreino by drinking? By eating the Shia Kazayas, and we have the picture books, and again you have a massive amount to not go between from 6 or 17 Samach till 27, 28 Samach. What's a shir bracha chayna by drinking? So the Rambam says it's a shir revius. Well, who knows revius? Meister the Rosh says maybe it's less, maybe it's kizayis, maybe it's kizayis. And therefore the Mechaber says halacha in Rish Yud and Simchat Kuf Tzadi toiv lezor not also be between kizayis and revius. That makes a big difference over here. Yeah, no, the revius we have the chadish all the way on one side and the kizayis all the way on the other side. What amount toiv lezor not to get involved? This question over here. That means again we have the bracha of kezayis could be 6 samach, 17 samach, 6 to 17, or maybe 28. Or to what is the shear of revius? What's the shear the amount over here? So first the get to revius, the getter again is we have two options how to get to come out maskon of the shear of revius. What does the shear of meister go do? We have either the beitzim bismanenu. Again, those who go after today's eggs, go after basically even to Revius, or Choshulchan. Or do you take the idea, they get the Kiddush Balaylo, Mishmur of doubling everything? So first we have, let's go after Beitim Bizmanenu. What is our eggs today? So if you go according to Stiper, that his eggs today are 50 Samak, so then for the Shear of Revius is 75 Samak. And the Oxford and Shvom will say the Shear of Revius today is 75 Samak. My Sam Chaim Noh says the size of our eggs is 57.6. Then with the size of a base is 1.5. Comes out to be 86.4. I think the Olim knows the gematria of Kreis is 86. Why? Because he's going after Beitzim today. And he's doing it 1.5 Beitzim. Comes out to be negative 86. If you go after the eggs, the mice have doubled over here. Then you have to go after 3 eggs. Right? The sheer VS log is 1.5 eggs. Comes out to be, if you double everything, it has to be 3 eggs. If you go after the stiplers, 50, the egg is 50, so what's 3x? 150. Therefore the title says, what's the get gematria of Kreis Ogren? Everyone's title says, the get is 150, gematria of Kreis Ogren. Not Kreis, Kreis Ogren over here. We go with Chaim Noah's egg, it's really 172 samak. Go with Moshe's egg, Pendel Sey was quoting him, is 195 samak. I mean, again, certain from a simple bottom, quotes from Moshe, 195 samak. He took a Moshe's egg at 65, then he doubled it of 1.5, made 3 eggs over here, and he got to the number 195. So it's mamish ranging mikotz al kotzer. The ma'aseh bi'alokh maskona is l'chol apav is 2 beitzim. They point out what is that? If you go with the Moshe's getter of 65, it come up to 130. Therefore, you'll see the numbers among the swam be'ikah seem to be either go after beitzim today or go to b'chaim no of 86 samach kos, or they'll say the egg of the stipler and double it and make it 150. Well, those go 2 beitzim and Moshe said the mice go to 130 samak with his egg over here. Now, they're all switching eggs, going all going after their own sheet over here, but they're all playing the game what to go do to get to the sheer revius of the Kleister boy. The main nafkamino of the sheer of the Kleister, again, the one thing to get to Brocha Koino, how much you go drink? Again, the Mishmur is saying very clearly the Lochish should not drink more than Gnaeus or more than Revius. How much is that? You can take the Gzayis L'chumra, it's 6 Samach, take your Revius L'chumra, it's 190. This cup is 180, I think. So you have to drink more than this cup if you want to take the Shir 190. The Minig HaOlam is nice and not that way. The Minig HaOlam, I think, is around this. This is 150. This is 150, and this is about again, we did it by a hand, about 86. This is the Shir of Revius, according to Mechayim. No, this is the Shir of Revius, according to the Chaznish. Now, again, you have a bayam tzadik of kizayis. You either you drink. Could be again. This is I'm not sure about the 7 samak, 8 samak. You either drink less than this or more than this if you want to be machmer. I'm not talking about paskin. About you have right to paskin. The moin am seems to paskin chayno. That means the moin am should not drink the amount, I guess, of 17 samak over here, and should drink more than shiravir, which is 86 samak. That means. Person, the mind arm seems to say, drink this amount for bracha koino. Less than this, or two-thirds of this, should not do that. It's clear loch and shulchan aruch, Rishu. Don't do that. It's the other way you're going to get to what's said in shulchan aruch. I mean, the true everyone knows this is the amount to drink, but some people do not know that less than that, you have a bayah, it's a sugar bracha koino, or even bracha koino. Another point in the gear to us is that the law is when you drink from Kiddush over here, that we took here the map what to go drink. It's a Molugmov, Rebbe Molugmov, you drink during the Suda, you make a connect the two brochas, you have a Bechsa Mosin. What people do, they drink from the cup, and it has a Revius inside. When people have guests around, they don't like drinking from the cup, they like pouring out first, then they drink from the cup. Mishmuel Meister writes in Sukkot Nun Aleph, when you drink from the cup, make sure it still has a Revius. Who's Revius? What Revius? Any Revius that you're passing with, a lot of people are poor, and a lot of people are with no Revius. That means you have to have the Cholopov is this Revius. At least this. You have less than this, which was says incorrect. Says it's wrong.
It's not
a stack. No, that's the model look, it's here from model look, which was very clear what you drink from has to be drank from a sheer Revius. That's a sugar kosher bracha. That means you pour out, make sure you have the Cholopov is this sheer. Now, which year you want to take this year of Chayes Hagen, beside each one unto his own. Well, the Cholopov is you have to have this year, otherwise you're doing something incorrect. We very important to know this figure of Revius, the drinking amount, again, we took care of that problem. But that what people do, they pour out, drink first. I drink first, you buy him the Bayah of Nelch Pogim, and give other people drink Yain that's Pogim over here. The Beshem is next, Chabura.
Oh, yeah.
All people